Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Bowmansville. It's good to see you here this morning in this beautiful Lord's Day morning as we gather to worship the one true and living God. Special welcome to any guests who are worshiping with us and also those who are joining us via live stream. Special welcome to you as well. So receive this call to worship from 1 Chronicles 29. Praise be to you, O Lord, God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. So I would invite you to join in worshiping the King in song this morning.
When I was a child, one of the scriptures I memorized was Psalm 1. It said, blessed is the man who does not walk in the way of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on that he meditates day and night. That person is like a tree standing by streams of water, which gives fruit in its season, and whose leaf does not wither. Not so the wicked there, like the chaff that blows away. They will not stand in judgment. Sinners will not be in the assembly of the righteous. But the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. And I think as I memorized those words, I thought about it's a good choice to be part of what prospers and what doesn't wither away. And yet, in my life experience, it always hasn't been that way. Even though I believe that scripture is true, there's times when I did not prosper. And there's times where I feel like I'm being cut down. And I guess this morning we just want to declare that God is our God. And even when it doesn't look that way, it doesn't change. Just like David, God said he was the king, and yet he was hiding in caves and they were hunting him down and whatever else. And so it didn't always appear like it was that way, but it was still true. So during our first couple songs here, you can put your offering in the offering place if you haven't done so. It's for community outreach. And also, my coins count. I think the tube's over on the other side of the pulpit. Children can put their offerings in there.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Step by step, you'll lead me, and I gushing from the rock before me. The spring of joy I see, gushing from the rock before me. The spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me. Oh, the fullness of His love, perfect grasp for me is promised in my Father.
Okay, let us pray. So, Father, we come to you this morning. The first thing we ask, if there is anything in any of our lives that is blocking us from growing closer to you, Father, point it out to us. Bring it up in our minds that we can give this to you, and you take it from us completely so that we can just continually grow closer to you. Life will always be a challenge, and the only way for us to get through that is by being closer to you, trusting more in you, loving you more, and receiving that love from you as well, Father. And I just pray that each one of us would learn more about the things that you have promised, just like the promise we learned about this morning in Sunday school. You gave David a promise. It's not something he earned. It's something you gave him, and you give each one of us these things. And I just pray that we understand this more and more all the time, Father. And may you just bless Larry this morning, give him all the words that he needs, and just help us, each one of us, have our hearts open to receive the words that he gives us, Father. And I just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Just invite you to stand as we reflect on the great love God has for us.
That in the beginning you created the heavens and the earth. Your first recorded words are, "Let there be light," and by your powerful word, light dispelled the darkness. In John 12:46, Jesus, you said, "I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." Lord, we acknowledge that you, by your word, have the power to dispel the darkness from our lives, from our marriages, from our families, and in your church here and around the world. By your powerful word, Lord, fill us with your light. In Revelations 19, you revealed yourself to John. He said, "I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God." Lord, we acknowledge that you and your word are one. And when we neglect your word, we are neglecting you. Lord, have mercy on us. Teach us to meditate on your word day and night, to talk about it when we're sitting at home and when we're traveling on the road. Cause us to study your word, to show ourselves approved to you, that we would be workmen that don't need to be ashamed and correctly handle the word of truth. Teach us to use your word effectively and powerfully in warfare to dispel the darkness, just like you did in the desert. Cause us to teach your word to our children and to cling to it until the day your last recorded words are fulfilled. We acknowledge your words in Revelation to John are, "Yes, I am coming soon." May you find us with your word written all over our hearts and our minds. Amen.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. And a light unto my path.
So I invite the children to come forward for the children's story this morning. Don't all come at one time. You can sit over on this side, since okay, well, we got a small group this morning. So, do you know what these are? Binoculars. What do you use the binoculars for? Right. So, if you see something far away, you look through the binoculars and it brings it up nice and close so you can see it. Yeah, that's right. So, Sandy and I enjoy looking at birds. Okay? Oftentimes we use the binoculars because oftentimes birds are far away. And if you look through binoculars, you can see the colors of them. You can see their mannerisms, what they do. So, do you think there's any birds in this sanctuary this morning? Nope, no birds. I'm going to take a look, okay? Let's see, what's that back there? Nope, that's just part of the sound system. Okay. Hey, back in that back corner, take a look. There's a bird back there. You might even be able to hear him. Do you think there's any other birds around? Oh, yes. Well, the bird back there is actually a painted bunting, which is a very rare bird in this area, but occasionally we see those birds in this area. They're really, really pretty, all different colors. And up, this is a pileated woodpecker up here in the corner. They make a lot of noise when they're in the woods. You can hear them long, far away when you're out in the woods. So where do birds usually hang out? In the trees. You think there's any birds in the trees? Sure enough, there's a goldfinch in the tree behind the pulpit. So binoculars can be really, really good when you're looking at birds far away to get a good look at them, to see their colorings and their mannerisms. So binoculars reminds me that it's good to take a close look at what the Word of God has to say. So this morning, I'd like to read a couple of verses out of Psalm 119. It says here in Psalm 119, verse 9, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word, which is the Bible. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands." Your commands, God's commands, are the Bible. "I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." So how do you think we can hide God's word in our hearts? Do you think that's possible? What's that? Yeah, read our Bible every day. And I think also by memorizing some verses from the Bible, we memorize some verses, and that way it gets inside of our hearts. And then we can remember them a little more easily. So the Bible is full of examples of how we are supposed to live our lives, okay? So there's a lot of books, a lot of chapters in the Bible. And if we take a really, really close look at those verses, the words that are in here, and spend time not just reading it, but also studying it to figure out what it actually means of how we should live our life, it's very, very good. So I encourage you, when you learn to read your Bible and to hide it in your heart by memorizing it. That way you can carry it with you all the time. If you're having a bad day, you can remember a verse. Ah, this is what God says to me and makes it a whole lot better. So I'd like to have a prayer, and then you can return after you get a snack, and you can have two this morning, since there's only three of you this morning, okay? So let's pray. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for the way you show us and teach us and tell us how to live our lives. So I asked these young children that you would be with them, guide and direct them, bless them, and they would learn what your word says and one day receive you as their Lord and Savior. So we pray your special blessing upon them today in the strong and powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, you can go back to your parents. Take two snacks with you. Well, again, greetings in the powerful, strong name of Jesus Christ. And thank you for your prayers on my behalf as I prepared for this message today. I deeply appreciate your prayers on my behalf. Well, today we're going to be continuing our sermon series on spiritual disciplines, and specifically spiritual disciplines for a walk with God. And today, it's Bible reading and study. So we're talking about a book that was written to you and to me. It was written for one reason, because God loves you, and because God loves me, because God loves us. It was written so that we can learn as much as we are willing to take in about God, remembering that the words contained in this book that we call the Bible tell us about God and His unending love for each one of us. Also remembering that the purpose of spiritual disciplines is for our transformation, our supernatural transformation, to become more and more like Jesus Christ. Spiritual disciplines aim to replace old destructive habits and thought with new life-giving habits, and will be better equipped as we grow closer to Jesus and become more Christ-like in all areas of our lives. So I don't think I'm going to tell you anything new this morning, but I'd like to remind you the importance of reading your Bible and studying your Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." So the Scriptures, the Bible that we read today, the Scriptures are God-breathed. They're not a collection of fables or myths or merely human ideas about God. Through the Holy Spirit, God revealed His person, who He is, and His plan to certain believers who wrote down His message for His people. This process is known as inspiration. Although they used their own minds, their own talents, language, and style, they wrote what God inspired them to write. Scripture is completely trustworthy because God was in control of its writing. The words of Scripture are entirely authoritative for our faith and our lives. The Bible is God-breathed. Read it and use its teachings to guide and direct your conduct and your life. Read it and apply it to all areas of your life. The Bible is our standard for testing everything else that claims to be true. The Holy Scriptures are our safeguard against false teaching. It is our source of knowledge about how we can be saved. God wants to show you what is true, and He wants to equip you to live for Him. The Bible is useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting us, and for training in righteousness. In our zeal for truth, we must never forget the purpose of Scripture. First, understand that we should not read and study the Bible so that we can win arguments or simply to gain more knowledge. 2 Timothy 3:17 says, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. We must never forget that the true purpose of the Scriptures is so that we will know how to continue doing God's work in this world in which we live. The gaining of knowledge from the Scriptures is not useful unless it strengthens our faith and leads us to do good. Another purpose for Scripture is found in Romans 15:4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scripture, we might have hope. As we read Scripture, which Hebrews 4:12 tells us is living and active, our attitudes are affected. Our attitudes about today and our attitudes about the future. The more we read about God's faithfulness in the past, the greater our confidence grows about the days ahead. We can have hope in the midst of what may seem to be hopelessness. I believe Scripture reveals who God is, what He's done for us, and also what He will do in the future, which leads to hope. Now in Joshua chapter 1, verses 7 to 9, we find these words from God to Joshua, and I believe these words for us here this morning. Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. In the world in which we live, many people think and believe that prosperity and success come from having money, power, and influential personal contacts, along with a relentless desire to get ahead. But the strategy for gaining prosperity that God taught Joshua and is teaching us today, goes completely against all that criteria. God said that in order for Joshua to succeed, he must be strong and courageous. God repeats that numerous times because the task Joshua had ahead of him would not be easy. Also, Joshua was to obey God's law. And third, read and study, meditate on God's law or God's word. To be successful, we need to follow God's words to Joshua. Now, you may not succeed by the standards of this world, but you will be successful in God's eyes. And ultimately, it's His opinion that counts. So can I tell you what I see here at Bumsville Mennonite Church? Will you allow me to do that? Okay, I see some heads nodding. Here's what I see in this congregation. I see a number of persons earnestly seeking and searching for God. My Bible says if we seek and search earnestly, we will find God. So don't stop seeking and searching. I also see a number of persons who are actively involved in doing some form of ministry, using your God-given gifts to build God's kingdom. Whether it's teaching Sunday school, being involved in VBS, serving on the church council, leading a worship team, or using your gifts of music to serve God on a worship team. Volunteering your time and filling one of the many roles that are behind the scenes so this church can fulfill our mission. Maybe you're involved in the before and after school program, Flowing Waters, the youth center, the youth group, etc., etc., etc. All these ministries require persons to step out in faith using their gifts. Thank you. Thank you for stepping out of your comfort zone, trusting and believing that God will use your obedience to His call to build His kingdom. So my word to you is to be strong and courageous. God will be with you wherever you go. I also see some persons who appear maybe to be hesitant, maybe reluctant, unsure about getting involved, unsure about stepping out of your comfort zone. Maybe you're unsure of your spiritual gifts. I'd love to help you discover what your spiritual gifts are. Maybe you're unsure where you fit in or where you can plug into some kind of ministry. I or anyone on the pastoral team would love to sit down with you and find that spot just for you. Maybe you need a nudge to take that step of faith. So my words to you this morning are, be very strong and courageous. God will be with you wherever you go. There's a number of incredible opportunities to use your God-given gift to serve our amazing God in this church and in this community. And like Gene Zimmerman said last Sunday, next January we'll be celebrating 100 years of worshiping and serving God in this church building. So step out and be a part of the history of Bowmansville Mennonite Church. So why did I say all that? Well, let's go back to 2 Timothy 3:17. So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. You see, what I also see here at Bowmansville is a congregation that has incredible head knowledge. By that I mean, many of us know what the scriptures say. We're full of Bible knowledge. We read our Bibles. We study our Bibles. We seek after God. So if this scripture is true, then most of us sitting here this morning are thoroughly equipped to do every good work. Of course, the opposite is also true. If we don't read and study the scriptures, if we don't make reading in the Bible and studying the Bible and meditating on scripture a priority, then we are ill-equipped for every good work. Remember, spiritual disciplines require discipline to actually exercise a spiritual discipline. Remember also that spiritual disciplines are for our total transformation, changing us, molding us, supernaturally transforming us into the image of Jesus Christ. Now in Psalm 119, which is the longest chapter in the Bible with 176 verses, we read about the importance of the Word of God. Psalm 119 is composed of 22 sections with 8 verses in each section. And in each section, there's a discussion about the importance of the Word of God. The psalmist uses words such as laws, statutes, decrees, precepts, commands, as it refers to the Word of God. Now, there's many ways to connect with God, but I believe one of the most important ways to connect with God is by reading our Bibles. It comes back to the image of Jesus being the vine and we are the branches. In the same sense, the Bible is the vine which gives life, sustaining nourishment. And we, as the branches, drink in all the nourishment that we can through His Word. So for the next few minutes, I'd like to focus a little bit on Psalm 119, verses 9 to 16. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I've hidden your words in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the law that comes from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. How can a young man or anyone keep their way pure? The psalmist says, by living according to God's word. Now, sadly, there are many people in this world who don't care about being pure. Life is full of choices, and this is one of those choices. Either enjoy the pleasure of sin or abstain from sin by the power and the grace of God. Titus 2, 11 to 14. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. When we invite the Holy Spirit to do its work, changing and transforming us, along with reading, listening to, and applying God's word, we become more and more like Jesus. When we seek God with all our heart, and when we hide His word in our hearts by reading and memorizing Scripture, we learn to know God better every day. Dr. S.M. Lockridge was a pastor of Calvary Baptist Church from 1953 to 1993. He passed away in the year 2000, but he's well known for a sermon that he preached that is entitled, He's My King. I believe he knew God. So listen to what he said in his sermon as he describes his King. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's impartially merciful. He's God's Son. He's a sinner's Savior. He's the center of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's supreme. He's preeminent. He's the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest idea of philosophy. He's the fundamental truth in theology. He's the miracle of the age. He's the one who can supply all of our needs simultaneously. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives the sinner. He blesses the young, serves the unfortunate, regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. Lockridge continues. He always has been and always will be. He has had no predecessor. He will have no successor. You can't impeach him, and he won't resign. All glory and praise belong to him. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. How long is that? And then forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. Then Lockridge concludes. Do you know him? Why would you not want to know him? The spiritual discipline of reading and studying the Bible. When we read and meditate on God's Word, when we hide His Word in our hearts, when we seek Him with all our hearts, when we don't neglect His Word, He teaches, He leads, He guides from His holy, life-giving, God-breathed Word. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Would you please join me in prayer? Almighty God, we do indeed thank you for your Word. Thank you for your Word that teaches us, corrects us, leads us, guides us. I pray that you would give us the ability, give us the desire, give us a hunger for more of your Word. Thank you for every person gathered here this morning. Thank you the way that you have been faithful to us in the past. And as we continue to seek after you and to read your Word and to allow your Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us, we believe that you'll be faithful to us today and in the future. So I ask for your blessing upon this congregation. In the strong and the powerful name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So the worship team is going to come and lead us in a song, and after that, I'll ask Amanda Martin to come. At least she has a VBS announcement for us.
The song is Ancient Words, and I think about how the Scripture has hung around and been present ever since the beginning. And when Moses brought the Ten Commandments down on those tablets of stone and they broke them, he went back up and God wrote some new ones. And Jeremiah was dictating to Baruch and he wrote it down and they gave it to the king and the king read it and burned it. And Jeremiah said, well, we're going to write it down again. And when we, on Good Friday, we watched the insanity of God. We saw that prisoner that was writing the words of Scripture that came down to him on paper and posting them high in his prison. It's not been without struggle that the Bible is still with us. But I believe by the power of God, it can never be destroyed.
Holy words are preserved for all. Give us strength, help us grow.
Hi, everyone. So I want to just give you all just a quick update on what's been going on with VBS and how you guys can still help out with VBS for this year. So as a quick reminder, our dates for VBS this year are Sunday, June 13th through Wednesday, June 16th from 6 o'clock p.m. till 8:30 p.m. each night. Our theme this year is Mystery Island, Tracking Down the One True God. So what I first want to start off with is thanking everyone who has already volunteered in the various positions that we have for VBS this year. So I want to thank everyone who has already signed up. Without your help, VBS would not be possible. But right now, we have a bigger need with VBS this year. Our biggest need right now is a preschool Bible teacher. I understand that for some, that can kind of be, wow, okay, running a Bible lesson for preschoolers. But rest assured, lessons and materials are planned out, ready to go, so there's no planning for that. One of the things that is a concern is time commitment. You're not sure if you can make it the whole week, but you can do 1 or 2 days. That's fine. We appreciate all the help that you can give. And one thing I will definitely say is, as a teacher, the kids love having adult figures to look up to. They love having just adults in their life that are going to take the time out of their schedule to just invest in them. So that's one thing, just as a plug for helping out with Vacation Bible School. So if that's something you're interested in running one of the Bible lessons for our preschoolers, speak to myself. My name is Amanda Martin, for those of you that may not know me. Or you can speak to Tammy Becker and address any questions or interests that you have as we continue on planning VBS this year. And continue to be in prayer for us, pray for the kids, pray for good weather, and that everything would go according to God's plan for this summer. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Amanda, for that update, and God's speaking to you. Please speak to Amanda. So would you stand to receive this parting blessing? May God's word be in your heart. May God's word be on your lips. May God's word be in your touch. May God's word direct your feet. On this day and all your days to come, may God's word be the life that you live. God bless you. Go in peace. You're dismissed.